Okay, so I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Oscar, and we have special guest.
Joey.
Oh, say it again.
Oh, my name is Joey.
Turn on the mic, maybe.
It's on.
It is on.
It is on. Oh, okay. Say it again.
Joey. Special guest.
Okay, go. Okay, you're good, Joey. So, okay, Joey had an invitation to go to a hell house. There's a hell house in Houston. Well, there was.
Right there on Pasadena.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've heard about these in California. There's a lot of them in L.A.
This is the first I've
What the hell
is
a hell house?
I was about to ask that.
It's a haunted house, but instead of like the haunted house stuff, they try to tell you about Jesus.
Seriously?
It's all religious stuff. Here's this situation. An abortion could occur if you don't have the Lord in your life.
And this was $2?
Yeah, that's why it's $2.
That's so random.
When they told me, I was like, man, that's some straight out of Red State shit. Luckily, they didn't have guns.
Yeah.
Because that's borderline right there, right? Tricking these kids into...
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they tricked them into sex, though, but...
Well,
That sinful, homosexual, delicious sex.
No, it was straight
delectable.
Sex. But, yeah, deliciously decadent.
Decadent. Damn you, Patton Oswalt.
So,
Red State. That's that would be the
Kevin
movie.
Smith.
Bruce Willis. Action. He's like a
no. That's right? Red.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was gonna say cop.
That was supposed to be funny, everybody.
That was serious.
Oh, you were. Oh, okay.
I was making a joke.
Okay.
All right. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one.
We'll
but ordinarily, I would next time I would wish you to brush your teeth with a shotgun.
So yeah, Red State. I thought Red State was. If I didn't know it was a Kevin Smith movie, I would think that it's creepy. You saw it, but...
Yeah, first of all, I never liked horror genre. That's just the way it was.
Really?
No, I don't, it's not like it's scary. I'm afraid of it. It doesn't do anything for me because it doesn't scare me because I know everything already is going to happen. It's just...
Well, yeah.
You know, it's just like... Like the same thing I was watching Paranormal Activity.
I was angry
when I watched that movie.
No. That's a different. That's
exactly.
A different animal.
But you know the same thing. Like
yeah, really
I mean it was really good. I didn't anticipate it because it makes you get involved in those characters.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like, holy shit! I'm relating to these guys. I want them to get the fuck out. And then all of a sudden,
yes.
Bam! They're fucking gone.
Yes.
And you're like, holy shit!
Even when you thought the other guy was going to get away, and he's like, no, and he's like, yeah, pop. Popped them both.
Yeah. And then you're just like, holy.
Spoiler alert.
But anyway, it was pretty good.
I was waiting on Jason Lee to come out.
Snooch to the nooch.
Yeah, exactly.
Brody man. Yeah.
But that
sorry to,
the pastor
sorry to bother you, Oscar.
He definitely was.
I've never heard of it, to be honest.
He Michael was, Parks.
Dude, it's on Michael Parks. It's
Michael
on
Parks.
Netflix.
Is it really? On
Netflix
like
streaming, yes.
It's streaming on Netflix.
Yes. I'll probably take a look tonight and see if I like it. I didn't even know he had
it. And it's like 88 minutes. It's quick.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a quick movie.
I've seen Human Centipede.
I've seen
it. Yeah. See, like that one.
That didn't freak me out as much as Red State did because I have a legitimate fear against people like that.
Because they exist. It's real.
Yeah.
So, I hate it.
That's why I wanted to go to that hell house.
I'm just like,
it was so retarded. He was like, feed her. And dude was like taking a shit in her mouth and she was swallowing his shit and it just was the worst thing ever. I hated it.
So what's the bad part?
You sew me at eating shit.
Reel me in. But yeah, I really liked Red State. I thought it was a complete departure from anything else he's ever done.
Is there any comedy in it? Because it seems kind of dark.
No.
At the very last second, there's some sort of a funny thing.
It's not comedy driven, but there's elements.
Yeah,
John Goodman plays the
steals
comic. Dude,
steals
yeah,
the movie.
That
Kevin Pollak.
Dude. That was like, out of nowhere, you're like, what the fuck?
Oh,
he was just on.
I love Kevin Pollak. Don't do that to him.
Exactly, but at the same point, yeah, that was it. Really did feel like
Kevin
it was
Pollak is the
John
guy
Goodman's
from,
movie.
Hostage, right? The
he was on Hostage. He was in Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspects.
And
most favorite.
Yeah. Anyway, it was he was used perfectly for what it was.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
just
was.
Boom in and out. You know, he just Costanza'd it. And but other than that, it was pretty good. I did like the ending though. I'm not gonna tell you about it though. So I'll allow you to see it.
It's like literally the last second of the movie.
Yeah.
You hear something and it's like, oh, okay. And it was kind of, that was the moment of levity.
See, that's what I was saying. I was like, but I thought he dumped the whole, you know, Skewniverse kind of a, you know, type.
Oh, he did.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But like when that came in, I was like, is he going to do the religious thing again? But it just totally took you the opposite
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like Dogma?
Type? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was.
Dogma was more apologetic, though. Dogma was apologizing. Salma Hayek's character and everything, they talk about how everything is they explain everything, basically.
I thought Dogma was his better movie. I mean, I watched the other ones for the dick and fart jokes, but.
My favorite one's still, it's either Mallrats or, just because Mallrats is just way over the top, campy, and or Jane Silent Bob Strike Back or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing about Jane Silent Bob Strike Back is you have to watch all of them to get any of the jokes in
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah, it's not, it's totally meta. It was meta before meta was around, really.
Which one?
Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. Just how you have to know all the references in order to get the movie.
And the funny, on the commentary, I was watching the commentary, and he said that he actually tried to write a movie where it didn't have to reference any of his other movies. But watching it, you're just like, well, shit. Yeah.
What are you saying, bud? Yeah, that's him.
He needs to take it down.
Yeah, that's him. He's looking at him.
If I had to pick a favorite, I'd probably go with Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl was a very well done movie. George Carlin really
yes,
shined.
Yes, he was great in that movie.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Carlin lately. And
call me a sucker.
Like a little girl whenever I see Carlin.
Yay. Like, you know, it's sad. It's like you learn no, more from comedians than almost anything
no,
else.
No, that's anything important in my life I've ever learned, I've learned from comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Period. Right?
Everything. From George Carlin, Bill Hicks, Patrice O'Neill. This is for Patrice. Let's hope he gets better. Mousy. I don't know yet.
I don't even know him.
No, they haven't said anything, man. Yeah, it's a stroke.
I read on Twitter that the doctor finally finished Amy Winehouse's autopsy, and it was alcohol poisoning.
I'm glad I was sitting down.
Me too. I don't know how to take this. I mean, this is all of a sudden.
Like they couldn't. I was like, just guess.
Speaking of addicts, you guys went to the WWE and the WWE event.
I took notes
on Tuesday. Oh, okay, no. Good.
How was that?
Yeah, he did take notes.
Okay, he's pulling out his notes.
Evidently, the way they do it, they started it with 7 o'clock, and when we got there, they had this one called, I think it was like WWE Next. So basically, it was the up and comers.
Okay.
Oh, the dark, like, it was like dark AAA, matches.
Yeah.
The dark matches where they filmed the where they have like the up and comers try to wrestle
That's
and try
racist.
To perfect it before that it goes.
Well, they're filming the entire thing.
Yeah, they're filming everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not live.
No. I think they show that one like on Saturday, because
oh, okay.
they show SmackDown on Friday. No, yeah, Fridays or Saturday. No, I think it's on Saturdays now. Friday or Saturday on.
I haven't seen wrestling since 1998.
I haven't either.
And they show it on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
I have seen it on Sci-Fi.
So they filmed, it was WWE Next, then it was WWE Superstars, then WWE SmackDown.
It was Redemption, Next, Redemption, and then SmackDown.
So it was like 3 hours?
I don't know.
We left.
Well, let's just say that none of us were really fans. David was, but at the same time, we're all like, okay.
We got what we needed out of it.
Sweaty men! We need more sweaty men!
The best part is they still have commercials. Whether
yes, they
it's
do.
Television.
There's commercials, live. Commercials.
Oh, well, yeah.
So they just displayed them like on the TitanTron, and you guys just watch them on...
Yeah, because, you know, like everything goes dark, and then all of a sudden then they play the trailer for, you know, whatever WWE charity they're running or something like that, and...
The Muppets are doing a...
Yeah, and they had a Muppet WWE tie-in.
The Muppets.
The Muppet movie that's coming out? Or
No, they were just the Muppets in the WWE. I don't know what the hell they... I don't know. But like,
so random.
Yeah, it's very random. But I was like looking at it, I was like, man, this shit has changed from the time that Vince McMahon led... Like,
oh, he's not... Is he still in charge of it, or...?
No, I think... No, that was, no that's the guy for SmackDown.
What's wrong, bud?
He has to take a dump. That's the pause where he says, I got to take a dump, or there's just a lot of people who are not paying attention to him.
I thought he just wanted to get pit.
Can you tweet him? Can you tweet that, bud? But yeah, so notes. You have notes.
Oh, yeah.
He's reaching for it, and then he didn't. You hand me the dump.
Well, I had it, but we were, see?
Exactly. You can't do both.
So what did you like about it, and what did you dislike about it?
considering you're not a, you haven't been a wrestling fan for many years. Like the last time I watched wrestling was back in college. That was
I think 90, it was in the 90s, man.
98.
98, 99.
The Attitude Era. That's where I was really.
That's where Stone Cold.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the era of the Stone Cold.
Yep, the Attitude Era.
Mick Foley, The Rock, all that shit like that. And
speaking of The Rock, he is making a comeback.
Yeah, he.
In wrestling?
Yeah, yes. He's supposed to headline. He's headlining WrestleMania.
Actually, he was really good in Fast and Furious, Fast Five. I hate to say it,
what?
But he was actually.
I really enjoyed him in Fast Five.
I didn't marry him.
She liked it. Okay.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Wow. Well.
That's the reason we got it was because of her.
So now she's blaming you.
You bought it.
She has the excuse of saying, "I want to see these attractive men."
Yeah, what do you got?
You have the same excuse, apparently.
He was hunky.
Man,
but Jesus Christ, Rock is huge. He was fucking, I mean, like, he made Vin Diesel look like Oscar.
So, like, girly?
Pretty much, yeah.
Dead air.
So you liked it, or what did you like about it? Or do you want to go with the dislikes first? Because the dislikes are always funnier than the likes.
Look at you driving the show.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
So what did you like about it?
Treat yourself.
Or you, what did you like about it?
It was everything I was expecting. Just cheese.
Yeah.
Too much cheese. The funniest thing was there's a couple of kids, and one of them, one of them was cheering just nonstop. Like, oh, yeah, everyone was a fucking hero. And then the kid was like, you know this is fake, right? And he was like, yeah, so what? And then there's a small pause, and then they both start cheering. And I was like, as soon as I sat down, and I started laughing from that point on.
I was trying to make as many inappropriate comments as I possibly could to
you?
Make him laugh. And I was like, after a while, I was like, I really should probably stop because there's a lot of kids around me.
One thing I always did kind of appreciate about those was whenever you go live, you can feel the energy in the crowd.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Is like you can feel the vibe. You're like, okay, you get into it because it's just like
there's so many people there that are really into it. It's like when you go to a movie.
It's like a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You watch it on TV. It's all right. Whatever.
And I kept making fun of this one dumbass lady who kept taking pictures instead of actually video or taking a picture of what's actually happening from her point of view. She was taking pictures of the Jumbotron and all the giant screen. Like, I was like, what is the point? I was like, it's happening in front of your face right now. You know, look what's...
I've done that before. I've been at concerts and you can't really see, so you take a picture of that. But then it's a concert. It's not on TV. So...
Unless it's like you're a justified woman.
Yeah, but there's a lighting difference. Like at a concert, everything's so dark.
Yeah.
Where in WrestleMania,
it was set. It was set like it was a concert.
Really?
Yeah.
It was pretty dark.
So
it was set up like when I went to go see Green Day there, and so because obviously the whole back area, you know, because they have the big ass
the Titantron,
and they have all the
you like seeing Titantron
pyromaniacs, but the pyromaniacs were actually cool. I mean, it was a cool show
because we're talking about the captivating, like being
you're like holy shit, that's pretty cool. You know, it's just like all of a sudden they do like pyrotechnics and shit, just shoots flames and everything coming down. You can actually feel the heat.
There was one
you can. I mean, we were pretty far from it, but hey,
I get excited about fire. Really excited. No, it's like fire.
Wait, if you think that's it, like there's one part in particular where these two guys come out, speedos. Oiled down.
Wow, you got really excited. Yeah. He's getting excited about saying that.
Oiled
I'm chumming
down.
Up. You want to take a knee on this one?
They're speedoed up, oiled down, doing this crazy chest slapping dance for their intro.
Oh, the
and then out of nowhere. And then me and Stephen both like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Did I mention that we were slightly centered and all they had just chugged a big ass. Sick, was it 20 ounce or 24 ounce?
You bought a beer there?
No.
Okay,
no.
I was about to say.
No,
like
this was at.
$8
it was David's idea.
I took a picture of Steven's beer and it was a cup about that big, about that much beer.
About 8 ounces?
$8.
$8 for
it's
eight
like
to 12
ounce can. It's a 12
that
ounce can.
That sucks for $8?
Yeah. It's the Toyota Center, dude.
Yeah. And that's what I was like. I was telling them, I was like, man, it's like once you go to that suite up there. I was like, you never want to go back down there. You're like, I don't want to go down here.
I don't want to sit with the Cretans.
With the common man.
That's what Lisa said. She goes, you know you ruined me for concerts forever. She goes, I only expect to be up here now. I was like, excuse the shit of me.
So what were the negatives about it? I mean, that was what you enjoyed.
It was wrestling.
What
did
you
it was wrestling. It was just like, it wasn't what I remember because I just like,
now
it
that
was,
you're older.
Yeah, now that I'm older, but I mean, even though they kind of cleaned it up and try to make it whole geared towards everything, that was the whole thing that they were doing was
they
like,
trying to sell
everything's TVPG. TVPG is like family orientation. No, you know?
It's all
it's like in a million languages
dude,
and shit.
Exactly. And
it wasn't like that back in our day. I mean, it was
no,
mainly
no,
back for teens.
Dude, you remember they had a Mark Henry Sexual Chocolate?
Yes.
How he hello.
What? We just paused for boob.
It's a movie showing in the background. Yeah, that's all. That's about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I remember.
Oh, yeah,
having sex with an old lady.
Yeah, that's what. Remember, she
Fabulous Moolah. That's right. You just said
and
it.
She had the
had a hand.
She had a hand in her. Remember, she thought she miscarried, but it was one of the hand from somebody, and it, you're like. What the hell? Why were they?
That
I mean,
was
it was over the top, but it was
really?
Funny. And, dude, they had
I don't remember that.
They
yeah,
had storylines that were just like so fucking off the wall that it kept you looking because you're just like, this is a fucking train accident. I have to keep watching. It's funny as shit.
I've seen one.
You know, you're watching it ironically because it is as disturbing as it sounds. It's entertaining.
And so they family oriented wrestling now?
Dude, it is so family oriented now.
Because
I mean,
I remember
they
the
shove it down your throat.
Really?
The divas, even though like they kind of cinched up, they don't have as much titty popping out as they used to. I mean, they still have the you know a little bit working, but you could tell it's not the same. Because you remember they used to be out there just like doing the bra and panties match. Do you
yes,
remember those?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, and that's rude. I mean, they wouldn't even have that anymore. There's no way they would even do it.
And they shove that down your throat like the whole time?
All the whole time, dude. It's like every commercial.
State shit.
And it's just commercial after commercial. It's like, we're here helping this, blah, blah, blah. You know, just like putting a positive image. And, you know, it was such positivity that they were trying to sell. That was the whole thing. I mean, I understand what they're doing. And they were doing a very good job of doing what they're doing. They have these kids.
Yeah.
They're going to have these kids locked in for the next probably 8 years or so until they get bigger.
Yeah.
It's just not a direction I would see them
but
go into. You know, like 10 years ago, that would be like the last direction.
Yeah, you're like, wow, you'd be fucking dead last.
Exactly.
But now, I mean, but then again, Vince McMahon owns his competition. So, I mean, he broke up his own company to make competition because it's SmackDown and WWE aren't even the same.
Really?
They don't. Yeah, it's a different league altogether. Like, that's how he broke up his different.
I remember that. They separate into two brands, the Raw brand and the SmackDown brand, and they both have their own rosters.
Yeah. So they're like.
Wow. So
like,
is one like a major league and a minor league, or are they both?
No, they're both the same.
It's like AFL, NFL.
Oh,
you know, AFC, I'm sorry, AFC, NFC, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do the worlds meet?
Yes, at the WrestleMania.
Oh, that's what WrestleMania is.
And they also did it to space out their pay-per-views because they were doing them every month.
It was every month.
So they separate to where like SmackDown and Raw. So they spaced out the rosters between
each,
2 months.
They would always have one going, and you know, but it was for different storylines or different teams.
Okay.
You know, so that's how he kept that alive. And
that's what like the UFC is now, but the UFC,
UFC
is real. Though.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I like how you said that. That was awesome.
Well, no, I mean, they still
it's
hurt,
true.
But I mean, yeah, it's just more all, it's not choreographed fighting. You're just beating the fuck out of this dude because you need him to die. Because
there's a one on tonight. I was watching the prelims before I came over here.
Speaking of which.
I started watching because only just Joe Rogan does it. So. Speaking of which.
I got, go ahead. I'll write it down. I'll bring it
okay.
up.
Okay. Continue. Do you have any more notes?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Okay. When you lead up with something, so I have more information.
He's called Anticlimactic Man.
He's like, oh, I have notes. That's it.
I know, there was one thing on there. You're like, these kids in the back of us, they were funny. That's it.
That was it.
That was your notes.
No, but we, it was just,
Because see, when I wrote them down, I was high, so this seemed funny.
Hold on, let you go ahead and take this story. No, it was Mark that he was behind, the passenger behind me. Remember when we rolled down the window to pay the parking attendant? You don't remember that?
No.
We're coming out of the Toyota Center to park. As soon as we rolled down the window, the parking attendant's like, hey. It's just that did not go away for at least 3 days. I drove with my windows open for like the next 3 days. That shit would go away. I was like, I'm so glad I have leather seats.
Cause that would absorb. Really.
Yeah.
But the leather absorbs.
So what happened? You guys were going in and y'all recognized the person? Or?
No. We lowered our window down and the smell.
Oh, from it just went out and blasted everyone?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was a clam bait going on.
He was mid-sentence and stopped just to, whoa.
Oh, the parking. This is just a random parking attendant. He was like, oh, damn, what is that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
just like great. Seeing a bear stop in his tracks, you know.
and we couldn't take the elevator because we all smelled.
Yeah, we definitely we couldn't ride in a confined area.
There's kids there's everywhere.
Four of them. Yeah, there's kids everywhere.
Wow.
And
I've never been to a
WWE. That's the only reason I went. Like, oh, the reason why I took those tickets, I took two of the tickets out of spite. Pure and simple spite.
I would have liked to have gone if I didn't go to that concert. But
yeah. How was that, by the way? A friend of mine went.
Dream Theater? I love Dream Theater, so. They have a new drummer. The energy is different. But I really enjoyed it. They played a lot of old stuff. They played a lot of new stuff. But the one thing is, like, they made the announcement, you cannot take pictures during the show. I'm like, really? I've been to the Verizon like 20 or 30 times to see concerts in the last 5 years, and they've never made that announcement before. You can't take pictures, and it's like,
it's the same thing on the tickets. It says, no laser pins, cameras. I wouldn't do it. I had to. It's still a blinding people. It's awesome. Oh, I stopped carrying with me when I drive because when people would cut me off or something like
that. Oh, wow.
I was like, motherfucker. I would always have it in my bag so I could just like reach into my bag right quick and grab. And this thing's fucking bright as shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I would sit there and you can get it just right in their mirror. You just shine it right there and you just like somebody just like taking it just, or just looking into the sun because that shit's that bright. You're like,
let's go do it to pilots.
So you brought up UFC, and did you know that UFC is no longer going to be on Spike Television?
What? Yeah, it's moving to Fox, isn't
it?
Yeah.
They signed a 7-figure deal to be on Fox exclusively.
Dana White.
Yeah.
That dude is wiping his ass with 20s.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So what does it come in?
Dude, they come around decent all the time.
No, never.
And also, did you know, speaking of Fox, did you know that they're no longer going to be on direct television?
Oh, yeah, and FX, too.
It's all, well.
They dropped like another channel earlier in the, oh, G4.
Exactly. Yeah. But now, apparently, like, Fox raised their rates by like 40%, so they're no longer.
Even on DirecTV, DirecTV is actually about to lose CBS.
I knew that. I read about
that. Wow. All of its affiliates.
Yep. It's Fox and all of its affiliates.
But
which
how will
is
I
FX.
Watch 2.5 Men?
Have you seen the new season?
Shotgun in your mouth.
It's not
good. It's horrible.
Wow, really? I would have never guessed that. Wow, I'm glad I was sitting down for that, too.
I'm not
you have a story behind
thing.
That? No.
No. Let him get his notes.
I have a story for that.
I actually wrote an essay on this
one. I liked
one.
It.
You're,
do you have anything more?
We're going to rag on you, sir, for a good while.
That's fine.
Yeah, you're the new guy.
Yeah, you're going to
see
through
Oscar.
Him.
Oscar still relatively is a new guy, so I'll pick on
but,
you.
But we're picking up because we all three of us went to high school together.
Yeah, we went to high school together in the 90s.
In the
90s. In the mid-90s.
Yes. When you were like watching Barney and shit.
You were still in your mother's scrotum.
Nah, mid-90s?
Head on, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20?
Mid-90s.
You're 20?
He's a fucking kid. That's what I see him as. He's a kid.
You look older than 20. I'd put you for like 24, 25.
I thought you were like 22, 23.
He's just a very rundown 20.
Yeah.
What a shitty thing to say.
So
he knows I kid. I kid because I love. I care.
No, you don't.
I know, I don't. All right. You know, I also told you reasons I've come to terms after Lisa kind of put it, the fact that I am totally, completely devoid, well, that too, devoid of any sort of sentimentality towards anything.
Yeah, did we ever?
I don't know if we
No, no, I brought it up, but we never got around to the story because of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we were drunk.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think you guys were.
Yeah, it's like, I don't find anything sentimental at all. It's just,
I have to fight that because I'm very sentimental.
At first I was. It's just like kind of something that clicked in later, I guess.
That's why I've been watching Carlin lately and just like trying not to, I've been at work trying not to sob. I'm like, I miss Carlin so much.
It's like I didn't even cry at me on Dad's funeral.
That's why I can't watch the Bill Hicks, like the documentary, or that just getting choked.
It was a documentary?
I'd cry now.
American Bill Hicks story.
I'd cry now.
Oh, shit. I've only
it's on Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
It's out on DVD. Get it. It's if you like Bill Hicks, it's absolutely brilliant.
I have Sane Man on DVD.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love that one.
Yeah. But yeah, it came out this year. It's by some English guys. American the Bill Hicks story.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant movie.
They were on Opie and Anthony, and the only thing they could talk about was the guy had, after he left, was where they really couldn't focus on anything because the guy had a really fucked up grill.
Oh.
So they were just like, I don't know, I just could not stop looking at his bad teeth.
You brought up Netflix. What do you think of the whole Netflix drama that's happening?
World problem.
Yes, exactly. It's such a non-problem.
Just do streaming at $7.99. Calm down.
It's exactly what I did. I did that. I got rid of my...
But you did that like 2 or 3 months before.
Wait, what's the Netflix drama?
I did it a long ass time ago. Remember, so I told you I was like...
I'm new to Netflix.
So yeah. It was like early...
My sister finally got it on the Wii.
It's kind of like... We don't go to the mail as often here because we're lazy. And, you know, before, obviously, I just had to open my door and there's my mailbox.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a hassle, but now since, again, we're that lazy, we really don't do the DVDs anymore.
See,
because
he lumps you in with
the Wii or that nuts.
Yeah. Like, Lisa, Wii. Just make your food, okay?
All right. Wait till the microphone's turned on.
You know what? Not right while I have company. Not while I have company.
My
I would appreciate
friends are
it.
Here.
So the Netflix drama, what they did is,
They tried to change the name, try to break it up into two different.
Before that, they raised their price to 60%, which I noticed it because my first one, I had two DVDs plus the streaming. It went from $12.99 to $16.99 to $28.99 within a 1 month period, dude.
I would have been pissed.
Exactly. Because of that 60% increase, they lost 1 million subscribers.
Shit.
So after they lost 1 million subscribers, they were like,
let's re-examine this.
Yeah, we're going to kick you in the face again. We're going to go ahead and separate the DVDs and the streaming into two brands. Quixster for the DVD and then streaming for Netflix.
No, Quixster would include video games as well.
Oh, yes, they would.
But that business model made sense.
It did, but the will of the people are going to bitch and moan, and so they don't like change. Nobody likes change.
See, it was too quick, though. They just did it
that's
too
why I took
quick.
Forever to get
I, it would have worked, and even the 60% change. Price increase, it makes sense, but it was just, it was segmented too quickly, and they got too much bad press.
Working in the company, the industry that I do, you see, like...
He's a stripper.
Yes, I am. Sometimes I like to show my cigar burn.
What do you do with the cars?
The what?
Stripper? Never mind. Go ahead, dude. What were you saying about the...
Boo! Boo! Your mic's getting turned down. Boo!
Now, you see people
I was
do not like
to turn
you.
Your mic on at all. I forgot about that.
You don't... I mean, as far as change, nobody likes change because everybody likes everything to work. Nothing
for
to change.
Free.
For free. You know, exactly. And your price goes up. You're like, well, I don't want to leave. And you're like, well, you can, and they're like, I really don't want to. I don't like changing the stuff. I like everything the way it is right now. So they'll pay a little bit more just to keep their routine. It's people.
It's like I'm sitting next to the devil.
Oh, it is. Because I totally understand it. I mean, people, you know, you're like, okay. It's really like that whole crack thing. You're like, I'll give you a little of this free. Make you come back. And it works every time, dude. Yeah. I mean, people are suckers. I know how to manipulate people so good at work, you know, in my job. Just let them, you know, I'm totally...
What about your house?
No, I can't. That bitch crazy. Love you, baby.
I was going to ask about... It has to be off mic.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just people, bottom line, people don't like change.
But they're taking a big hit.
They took a big hit. But you got to remember, people are doing it out of spite. They're going to come right back because you're going to go to do Amazon and do all the other streaming shit. No.
Even Blockbusters, they're trying to put their
foot
in.
Yeah.
But the Amazon is a little bit cheaper because it's $79 for a year and you get all the movie streaming. But you have to still have like a Roku box in order to watch it on your TV.
Right.
But well, the Amazon thing is kind of a different story, though, because the Amazon Prime's mainly for your 2-day shipping and your...
But you get the bonus of all the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Though, the bonus is just the bonus, but the Amazon Prime's mainly
about shipping.
Yeah, the free shipping and the free shipping and 2-day shipping.
Are you part of that? Then?
Yes, I have a Prime.
How is it?
I like Prime, but the only reason I do it is because my wife does a lot of shopping on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm on... I buy
especially during Christmas, dude. I mean, we bought a lot of shit during Christmas, and
absolutely.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
You
save money on shipping, and you don't have to drive anywhere.
And there's no tax, and everything is just cheaper than normal.
I'm like that. I'm trying to get her into that idea, but she starts mapping and starts strategizing her fucking Black Friday sale.
To get out of the house.
I said Black Friday, and she shuddered.
My wife does that.
She never done that.
She just.
But anyway,
she just wants to get out of the house from you. It's
probably true. She was, yeah. Well, you were going through chemo. You're kind of out of it for a while.
It's a matter not this year.
Oh, man. Damn. And she stands in them fucking lines, too.
Wow, really?
I remember I went to one, remember with Tasha, and I called you. Remember we were.
Oh, that's right.
And I went to one. That was my first and last one. I went to Fry's. And it was fucking insanely packed. You didn't know where to check out. Lines didn't know where lines were going. Lines merging to one, pissing people off. And you're like, you had a rush for this shit, mad dash. And she's like, I don't want to do that. I was like, it's like, I know it makes you kind of, you know, primal hunter-gatherer kind of a feeling, but no, we don't need to do that. So it's just like,
we got credit cards.
I'm kind of a horrible father.
We know that.
2 years ago, my wife, she was working at night. She's a nurse. And she really wanted this goddamn laptop, and it was like $500, but it was like a badass laptop, and it was such a great deal. So she went to work, and I woke my kids up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I took them out. It started raining. It was raining on us. It was so cold. We were there for like 5 hours. My kids were like 4 and 7.
And your kids have no arms and legs.
Oh, God. That was horrible, man. I mean, they got sick like the next day.
What he's not telling you is he had 3 children that went with him that day.
Only 2 made it back. No, that's fine. Thank you. Only 2 made it back.
I'll never do that again.
Did you get it, though?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You know who?
Was it Best Buy? Or
it was Best Buy. The one off the one right there.
Dude,
right next to the Galleria.
Have you had
Richmond.
That?
Oh, yeah.
That was awful because it's not covered.
Since you became a dad, you're like the first one out of everyone to have a kid. You know, like you.
Thank you.
Well, and I'm saying it's a compliment.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you just have to.
Yeah, you just didn't pull out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But for the most part, when did that gene kick in? Like, you're going to kill somebody if they fuck with your kid
about
or something
a week
like
ago.
That?
I think it's kind of like always been there. I mean, I've done that quite a bit where.
But I mean, more so since it's actually, you know, it's like,
and
that's
both,
you.
They're both daughters?
Yeah, they have two girls.
Man.
2 girls.
I think when they were first born, I was always kind of protective of them.
Are you glad you don't have a son?
No, I wish I had a kid. I mean, I'd have a kid. I mean,
he doesn't consider his daughters kids.
No.
I wish I had a boy.
It's like those penisless kids
my knee
over there.
Spread my I do wish I have a boy to kind of like. My youngest is more physical, so even her, like, I go out and take her, and she'll throw like a football and stuff, and we do that. But she, What was your question?
I don't know.
You have the male. Do you have the father instinct of protection?
Did it kick in already?
Yeah, it kicked in. Like, I think right when they were born, I was always protective of them.
Hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you're the.
I fancy that whole idea maybe, and then not. Lisa, and she's like, no, you don't want kids. And then she like, you know, she was like.
She doesn't want any biological tie to you.
That's true. That is true. And fuck you, by the way. But anyway.
That was an off microphone topic.
Huh?
Don't we
have enough recording? Yeah. After my stepson, because from the time, I mean, the kid was like, when I first started dating Lisa, I mean, he was a kid, you know, like, you know, fucking entered puberty yet.
Okay.
You know, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, I saw the kid, and he like sprout up. You're like, holy shit, this is a big ass kid. And
yeah.
I mean, you get a feel there, but I do the bare minimum.
You?
Exactly.
No way.
But at the same time, like Lisa, she would use that, like, cause we would just go out and eat all the time late at night. And she was like, you know, if we have a kid, she goes, there's no fucking way we can do this ever. And she goes, you think it's a good idea until you actually have one and practicing which of this, you know, you say you have. She goes, trust me, I have kids. It's not all that worth it. You know, just like.
I think, also kind of depends on the kids, too. Because
yeah, it's true.
They kind of, whenever they're born, they have their own personalities, believe it or not. And sometimes, like my oldest, when she was a baby, she was like the best kid ever. You know what I mean? She never cried. She fell asleep.
That's good.
My second one was a pain in the ass, man. Yeah. She cried all the time. She whined all the time. Oh my God.
So like sometimes you're just asking, why did you have to attach to the uterus?
Exactly. I mean, it really is kind of like a luck of the draw whenever you get your kid on what kind of seed or person this.
I mean, it's just random. It's just the egg
and
you know,
not even talking about
one out of a 6 million.
Or
exactly.
That's if the kid's healthy.
Yeah.
What, dude, like, my, I guess you could say my granddaughter, because I do have a granddaughter. You know, like I do watch her. Like yesterday,
Jesus wept.
Yes. Anyway, so at this time, you know, I kind of get all the best parts, and I don't have to have.
Oh, sick!
Fuck. As far as like, I can, you know, spoil them, play with them, rile them up, and shit like that, and I don't have to be there for the aftermath.
Yep.
You know, but for the same, you know, it's like.
So you want to skip fatherhood and go back to grandfatherhood?
Oh, it's awesome, dude. You know, it's like.
Just give them candy, get them all hypered up, send them just in the
way. You don't understand how much fun it is.
You'd luck that with Lisa. Yeah. She already came with kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, it's like at the same time, she's like, it's just us, and I like buying shit. I like having stuff low, you know?
Mine.
You know, exactly. I like that whole thing where it's mine and it's already defined, you know? I don't want to have to try to start there and readjust different way.
Well, fuck that. I'm not going to have kids then.
Dude, I told you, when I had my TV lower at my old house, you know, like my niece's kids came in, and they started like grabbing all sorts of shit, and I'm like, get kids, no, you know, don't touch my Homer, you know? It's just like, I don't want that. No, it's not cool. I mean, you know, but, you know, like when they get a little bit older, they're cool, whatnot, but for the most part,
babies are a pain in the ass. Yeah, they wake you up every 2 hours. You have to feed them and shit. It's horrible.
My kid's going to hate me.
Just leave it to the wife, dude. That's all you have to do.
Dead air. Let me see. The woman mauled by a chimp had her face reconstructed, and she was on TV.
Should have that?
Yeah. I don't know why she even had it reconstructed. It doesn't really matter. It just doesn't look.
And Jim Norton said the best thing. He's like, because they asked, why would she even bother getting the face transplant? Because she has no eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, well, she has ears and still hear, hey, mommy, what's that monster over there? I was like, it's fucking brutal, but it was funny. So, I mean, but. Yeah, did she look like a Muppet? She looked like a Muppet without eyes. Yeah.
The skin texture looked really weird. I think that was the most thing when
I saw
it.
Yeah, that was the one thing.
That was the one thing right there. The way the skin looked.
I mean, that monkey wanted that brain candy really really bad.
Well, that's their move. They
well, it was James Franco's fault.
For the crotch.
Yeah, for the genitals. But yeah, if she was a man, if that was a man, he would have ripped the balls and dick right off.
Yeah, that's their move.
What the fuck?
That's what they do, dude. They're chimpanzees. You don't fuck with chimpanzees.
No. That wasn't the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, exactly. But it was.
It was pretty tame.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the one thing that
I liked it, by the way.
Oh, you saw the latest one?
Wait, you're the one that told me when Caesar speaks and whatnot.
I didn't tell you. I didn't know that wasn't me.
Oh.
He just ruined you, fucker. Thanks.
Wait. Who the fuck was it?
It wasn't me. I promise.
I haven't seen it, man.
Speaking of movies, Steven, what did you think of Transformers 3?
Thank you. I was going to go there.
Why don't you tell us about the movie or what you liked and what you disliked about
Spoiler alerts. We're just going to give away the entire Transformers 3 plot right now.
Well,
out of spite, out of anger.
What we could do is if
fuck
you...
Fuck Michael Bay. I just wanted to get that public.
Oh, wow. Going out on a ledge, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Twitter wasn't good enough for me. I want
to... The five people that will be listening to this will really appreciate your hatred and their shirt. They're like, at the same time, nodding their head. Yeah, fuck Michael Bay.
Fuck Michael Bay. Kid's right. He is an asshole.
That movie was just... It was just awful. I was just like, the whole movie, the beginning part was... You know, Sam has his, you know, incredibly hot chick because obviously
it's not Megan Fox.
Yeah, it's not Megan Fox because she called or she referred Michael Bay to Hitler. Steven Spielberg fired her. And they bring their other chick in. And it was just all it was just all flash. You're just like, where's the story? Like, I'm meant for something. I know I'm in for something. I saved the world twice. You're like, oh, get over yourself, dude.
You know what? That was like the one thing that really annoyed me. Was
the one thing
there's lots of things that annoyed me.
That was the top
dropping
thing,
him in the bottom of the ocean.
The top
coming
thing,
back out of the bottom of the ocean.
They really annoyed me with Sam's character.
He was a whiny bitch.
That exactly
Shia LaBeouf.
I'm not a Shia LaBeouf fan, but in here he's overly whiny overly bitchy.
The only thing that it's the only one little gleaming dot was the mother. The mother made me laugh. She's the only one that made
me
laugh.
I can't stand that character. The
first movie where she's like, "What are you in here playing with yourself or something?"
Yeah,
like
that was funny.
Really?
Exactly.
No, really? It was not.
No,
funny.
It was horrible. I hated that. It was terrible.
No capitulation here, sir.
But it's just the first one was absolutely terrible. I watched the entire thing because it can't get worse. It's going to get worse. No, it can't be anywhere. No. I watched the first 15 minutes of the second one. I could not.
See, on the first one, they do that little George W. Bush plug.
Yeah.
Where he's like, "Rustle me up some ding-dongs, darling."
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's the shittiest shit I've ever seen in a movie. And I thought it'd never get worse than that.
And there's giant robots hiding, quote-unquote, hiding outside of the house, and you don't see them?
Yeah.
I almost fell on a chair.
The first movie, I don't really think the first movie was that bad. It's by no means amazing.
Justify that statement.
Please defend your statement, sir.
Defend your
It was entertaining enough to where...
How so?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, I can't recommend the movie, but I can't say I hated it. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put it right at a 5. It wasn't shit, but it wasn't, like, Oscar-winning shit.
Like, when you watch the Oscars, you just call it me?
Yes! Are you going to watch me tonight?
Oh, no. That's...
No, I guess I think the Transformer Part 1, why it was liked was because it had that... We're getting a bunch of people's favorite childhood icon television show and making it look badass. That was probably like the reason why a lot of people saw Dark Knight. It was a badass movie. But the majority of it was teenage girls who wanted to see Heath Ledger's last movie. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
No.
You lost me completely with Dark Knight.
It was an absolutely brilliant
Dark Knight. I love Dark Knight.
You cannot speak that.
The thing about Dark Knight, we'll go to that and afterwards.
We appreciate movies. That's why we went to see Dark Knight. And we like comics and Batman.
I said Batman.
That's how you pronounce it.
I enjoy Batman.
We're going to bust on you like this every slip up. Any little sign of weakness, sir.
I'm only getting drunker.
Go on about Batman.
Well, let's continue with the Transformer, and then we'll go to the Transformer.
We'll go to the Batman.
Transformer was great.
Why are you doing bunny ears?
Because it wasn't great. I want to throw up when I say it with Transformers. But the reason was because of the hype. It was a lot of hype.
I mean, it was...
Badass looking
it
graphics.
It was eye candy. That's all it was. It was just eye candy.
Like Avatar. Avatar was eye candy. But as far as storyline goes,
it's all right. I mean, you've seen it be done in a different way. But it was okay. I mean, it wasn't like,
I got a free Avatar on my phone. And I was glad that it was free.
Avatar, I think, was great because of the 3D. Like, if you saw it in 3D, it was probably the best 3D movie I've seen, and it really kind of blew me away as far as, like, the 3D technology.
Uh-huh.
But if you watch it, like, on, like, DVD, it's okay.
Yes.
It looks amazing on my TV.
It's really awesome.
Your TV is 7,000.
So, like, Transformers was like that. It's a movie that you just go for, just for the eye candy.
I can't.
Batman.
The second Transformers 2 was, I can't even recommend it. It was worse. And Transformers 3, oh my god, man.
It was. I was like, the whole ending. You're just like, what?
What's the ending?
Okay. Well, basically, the whole thing is Sentinel Prime. He takes over. I think that's his name, or
Sentinel Prime or some shit. Like, they don't even know.
He was Leonard Nimoy.
And
it was just Spock. He even did the Spock line.
Oh, he did that, really?
Yeah.
I stopped watching it before.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
He said that like right in the middle.
I was like, Leonard Nimoy, you did not do that. And he just like, So anyway, Leonard Nimoy was the bad guy, but he was part of the plan to stop the whole war and just move on. And so what the whole thing was, they're going to bring Cybertron to Earth, use its resources. After that, they're going to leave. So everybody's like, okay, we're going to buy into that because they had no Transformers, Autobots to stop them.
That was actually part of the movie I liked. There was parts of the movie The second half, I think, picked up considerably of the first half. The first half is just crap altogether.
Then at the end of the first one, they drop them in the bottom of the trench in the bottom of the ocean.
Yes. That's what I said.
And then how do they come out?
There's no explanation at all. They're just there. Like, Megatron's just walking around in Africa, and he's got, like, this cloak on.
In Africa? Yeah.
He's just wandering Africa.
He's, like, on the plane in Africa.
With fucking lions and shit.
The rain down in Africa?
No, he's...
Down the plains, down in Africa.
It's the rains in Africa.
I like my version better.
For some reason, Megatron's just in Africa playing with lions and fucking
and his head's and shit. His head's off.
And he's got
like
a cloak.
Half,
yeah. He's got like a cloak, a because big ass cloak.
Why a cloak?
Because to hide his face.
Yeah, it's had his face.
And you remember in the part two, like Optimus Prime like blew off part of his head.
No, okay, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so he has like these bugs and shit crawling on.
That's another thing. That was another issue I had with it. These little fucking things. There's no context to where the hell they came from.
Are they just annoying? Parasites?
Or are they repairing him?
Exactly.
Way,
they didn't. I was wondering. I was like, are they repairing him?
But even then, like, even in every Transformers, they make a reference to where there's no way there could be any more, but yet it's just no context. It's
just
like,
go to Transformers 3. I'm pretty sure you'll see what we're talking about. You can actually have a reference point for see it.
I like how...
I don't need to see it.
No, just trust me. I mean, just how bad. You understand the context of what we're talking about, the horribleness of this movie.
On part three. But,
part three, go ahead.
On part three, they just, like, completely threw away the robots in disguise part.
Yeah, they were all out in the open and everything like that.
But whether it was like the red Corvette, it's a drop top Corvette driving around. Where the fuck's the driver? No one sits in that driver's seat at all.
I didn't even notice that.
How the fuck
That's
is
a good
that
point.
Incognito?
I still want to know. It was like, how weird did Sam feel when he was making out on top of Bumblebee while he was transformed?
And I was like, okay, the coolest part is Sam's riding in Bumblebee, and.
I'll give you that. That was a cool scene when the freeway scene.
Yeah, where it takes him out. Transforms.
That was a cool scene.
The freeway scene was fucking badass.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed the freeway scene.
Michael Bay has
too many freeway
scenes.
Yeah,
he does. In every movie, he has to have a freeway scene. But like in this one, freeway scene, which is about just 10 minutes of solid action, done well, and you got the fucking music blowing and fucking Transformers transforming on the freeway and just wrecking shit.
Yeah,
and
the only other thing I can say about it that I did like was they didn't care. They killed everybody and they showed it. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. You know, they didn't sugarcoat it. It was like people, you just see people just like fucking blast it and resolve to just come down and end up a bone. You know, so I was like, oh, okay, I give them that. But
it does pick up the second half, but it's kind of like. It's what I wish. It's what Skyline and Battlefield LA wanted to be, as far as the invasion.
Did you see Battlefield LA?
I did.
How'd you think of that one?
It's on. I'm a little mixed.
It's not on streaming, by the way. There is Transformers with a PH.
Transmorphers.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen that, by the way.
I saw that in Block.
Is that the one with the eyeball?
I don't know.
Oh, I saw Attack the Block today at work.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the...
That is actually a really good movie.
I heard nothing but good things about that.
You haven't seen it yet?
What is it?
It's Nick Frost is in it. It's basically... It's a
Who
UK
the
movie.
Nick Frost?
He was on Hot Fuzz. He was on
Shaun
of the Dead.
Okay. I have the thought. Yeah. Bad guy.
So he was a... He plays like a weed dealer, but basically he's just kind of cameo background. It's not really about him. It's about these kids that live out in these, like, I guess what it looks like, it's projects in the UK. Like, they all live in this one huge apartment complex. So these kids are all hooligans because, I don't know if you know, like, every time you go in anywhere around in Britain, you know, the UK, there's everybody has hoods on. All the kids have hoods on, cover their face, everything like that, because London and Britain, the UK, they have, like, the most surveillance per capita, I mean, for any city. So almost every square inch of every road is videotaped at every time. Oh, shit. So to, you know, keep their anonymity, they always cover their faces or wear hoodies. That's just what they do. That's all the kids do. So that's what they see here. It's like these kids they rob this lady. And all of a sudden they see some shit just come down from the sky. And they're like, oh, shit, what's this? And then they think it, you know, just lands in one of the car. And it's like, what the hell? It's an alien. And then all of a sudden, and you know, I'll jump a little bit later. You see, they look up later, and they just see these, you know, at the same time, there's fireworks going off. But you just see a bunch of different lights, same way like that, came just coming down around the city. And there's just a shitload of them just crashing down. And then, you know, it's like, holy shit, what is it? And these, like, these fucking crazy ass, you know, huge ass black things just coming at them
That's
with just
racist.
Teeth.
It kind of sounds like Skyline. Have you seen Skyline?
I seen bits and pieces of it. I wasn't impressed with it.
I wouldn't either, but it kind of sounds like the concept.
But no. It was an interesting concept because it was all from the kids' point of view. It was all, yeah, they were all like the. I don't know. I haven't seen Super 8. Oh, man. That is a
great one. Except for the ending, dude.
The last. I'll
I'm not going to spoil it for you, but the last minute of that movie is like bullshit. Blah, dude, it's just awful. I hate it. I enjoyed the movie.
Did they have a bunch of lens flares?
I never saw Super 8.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't say a bunch of lens flares. I really liked the movie except for the end. You were talking about Transmorphers?
No, I was talking about Transformers.
Then you went to
Attack the Block.
There you go.
I know what you're doing.
It turned out to be a really good movie. It really did. It was a lot of like unexpected gore.
Is that streaming?
Really? And you know, like. The CGI wasn't the best, but you got to understand what it was. I mean, it was low. I mean, but you know. The way that they made the creatures, it was kind of it sold. Yeah,
it's an English film.
Yeah, it's a total UK. It's a total.
Is it on DVD?
Instant?
No, came out on Blu-ray.
I have a copy. I mean, you know,
came out on Blu-ray Tuesday.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Oh shit!
But anyway, yeah, it's really good. And I saw it today, and I was watching it. And I was like, wow, pretty good.
Doug Benson was pushing that movie. Everything now he told me about Scott Pilgrim. He told me.
Did you watch that video that I sent
to you?
Which one?
The duck sauce or Big Bad Wolf?
Oh yeah, of course, dude.
Have you seen this video?
Big Bad Wolf.
Pull it up for him, please, sir.
It's
a catchy tune.
I watched it this morning. I was sitting there listening to it. And I
got that from Joe Rogan's his Twitter.
Really? You know, it was on there?
Yeah, it was on his Twitter.
Oh, I missed it.
And I was like, oh my god! And people were like, I showed a few at work, and they're like, what the fuck? That is hilarious. So I'll tell you, that's where I get that weird, unjustified sense of like arrogance. That, yeah, I saw this video a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you have to be all arrogant about? It's not like you fucking made the video. You just watched it before anybody made it viral. Song.
I was considering even buying it on iTunes.
Yeah. Have you watched this one yet?
Yes.
It just like, they can do pretty much whatever the fuck they want at this point.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, if you can get away with bums butt fucking under a pier.
That was just.
I lost it. I fucking lost it. Did you watch it here with me? And it just killed me, dude. It's like, holy shit, that's fucking hilarious.
Indeed.
And this is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, by the way.
You were on this show at the beginning.
I told you, it was incredibly dark.
Oscar's now watching Big Bad Wolf video. My sister's going to be... I know my sister's... Send me the link. She's the only person that really listens to it.
And watches.
You're our connection.
Our connection to the youth.
Because he
changes
his... 20. How is it that you're... How is that? Kids are still 20 now?
Exactly.
I don't even...
It's like, when would it become the old guys?
I know.
We were fucking the old guys. It's not Lemon Party or anything like that.
No,
we're not that lucky. Not yet. We're not that gray. Come great time. Oh, your mind's... Oh, yeah.
What? I was like, yeah. Wait a second. Wait.
I was like, when is he going to stop and comprehend the words I just said? And he's like, yeah. Wait a minute. No limit party.
So this is Daft Punk?
No, this is... their name is Duck Sauce or something like that. And anyway,
there you go.
Oh my god!
What is this?
This is a video called Big Bad. Well, maybe if it's a comedy video called The Big Bad Wolf. It's got a song in it that's tremendously catchy.
It's just the tune. It just gets pounded in your head.
It's taking a long time to
look. I was at the urinal today just saying, Big Bad Wolf.
The Big Bad Wolf. We never have musical intros, but I may put that in there.
Dude, that's a good idea.
It's a really good idea, and it's just stupid.
I vote. Yeah,
like, anyway, I was sitting with a guy I work with who was supposed to come over tonight, but he didn't until he fucking... anyway, he knows a guy, one of the DJs who does that. He's like, he goes, no way. He goes, I know that dude. And he's like, no way. I know these guys. You know?
Really?
Yeah, so he worked with them, and he worked with, like, Daft Punk, too, as well. Mm. You know, so...
The only reason I know Daft Punk is because of you. I don't know. I don't listen to any of that.
I know Daft Punk because of Kanye West.
I've got him, actually. I've kind of, like... Because the same way with, like... Yeah. No, actually, as I've gotten older, I've learned to broaden my musical horizon.
I've narrowed it. I've gotten it so narrow that I listen to the same two or three songs over and over again.
I'm no, I mean, this is the way I've become. Like, I music I've passed off to him.
Yeah. And that's like, the only reason I listen to anything.
And, yeah, I was like, this is pretty good, you know? It's like some dude at work.
Or Joe Rogan.
Yeah. And, like, MGMT, like... I don't know why that song is. They are.
I can't stand that new wave of rock.
No,
music.
I know. No. But it's just alternative. Like there's certain like albums like that. Shit like
don't
that.
Worry,
I never
it
even
gets
think.
Worse.
Yeah, it gets totally weirder as you get older. So
fuck. At least when I was your age.
Oh wow.
How old was that was like a weird, like when I was like 14, 15, that's when Nirvana and everything came out. So music was completely legitimate for like a year. And it's like, wow, people are actually making music and people actually care about it. And then it all went away. And then Green Day came along and it all went away.
Yeah, that's like, because so remember the Metallica Twitter?
Oh, yeah, by the way, you're still wrong.
I remember.
I've been listening to, since my sister showed me the one video when it premiered, the day it premiered back in 1988, I've been listening to Metallica since then.
Well,
so
I remember getting I got into Metallica.
But that's what I'm saying. Like me being 20, born.
Well, I'm not trying to trying to outcool you or anything
I
like
am.
That.
But no, the one time I can do it.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know,
I'm trying to tell my Metallica story, please. Please let me tell my Metallica story, and I can let you have the floor.
Let's go, old man.
Okay, I forgot what I was going to say.
So what were you going to say, dude?
Like, you know, y'all got to grow up with good music. Metallica.
We grew up pre-internet.
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't have the internet when I was your
and nowadays. Not until high school. Nowadays, anybody's got the best autotune, you know, the South Park episode would stand.
You can make so much
literally
stuff
shit
with,
now.
From the time that I graduated high school, in high school, this little device, what was, you know,
but I'm talking about the grading music. Music has decreased ever since, like, when it turned 2000. Music just went.
Well, you got to remember, it's going to sound like that to every generation. Like,
but
every
that's why I listen to bands like Metallica or older than that.
But you don't like LAMFO?
I heard Sexy and I Know It.
I heard a song from them, and it's like, really, that counts as music now? Yeah. Party Rock? Party Rock is in the house tonight? And then the song says, everybody just have a good... Whenever a song tells you, just have a good time, that is just... It's telling you to be complacent, and it's telling you not to... Listen to your inner voice. I'm yelling at him now, aren't I?
You're preaching to a 20-year-old.
I know.
Don't make my mistakes.
I didn't make that mistake. I said no. I have an inner voice. I'm not being heard. My voice is not being heard. I'm sorry.
Calm down.
I know I'm yelling.
Yeah, but there's different types of
music. We're all friends here, man.
There's different types of music, and that one's more of like going to the club and dancing. You know what I mean? That's essentially.
No, I don't.
See, I've sat plenty of times smoking and just pondering about the whole music thing. And there's two kinds of music. There's music you can sit, dance, and listen to and share with your friends. And there's music you can just go through it just to dance and have a good time.
That's what I consider LMFO. But there's even more where you want to kind of sit down and be creative and seek inspiration. And there's also that type of music as well.
But that's pop music. Pop music's always been around. I can understand it. LMFO, Britney Spears, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff.
That's like fucking...
Yeah, Wham. It's always been around. Wham. It's always been around.
Exactly.
No. I just don't like it.
Do you remember how
it's always been around though?
How unpervy it was at the time when we were like when Britney Spears and
when we were just starting college.
Yeah, we're like 19, 20. We're like, holy shit, this little 16-year-old at the time. You're like,
now she's got those weird nipples.
Yeah, she does. But anyway,
now that whole pop. No,
I don't pay attention to pop music at all.
But
so
see, that's becoming. That's
you tell
becoming
me.
Music.
I don't even know what's like.
It's been like that though for the past like 15 years. It's been like pops where it's like dominating the airwaves as
but
far as the
but
top.
That's why it's pop.
Well,
it's popular.
I guess
well, it's the top 40 though. I mean, it's your top 40, your Billboard top 40. What people are buying, what people are listening to.
But like, what I'm saying, I'm getting angry at people who learn from John Lennon because of some I don't know who says it, but some guy referenced a song in
dude,
John,
you know, good,
John Lennon in one of the songs.
It's hippie and it's stoners is going to sound. It's hippie and it's stoners is going to sound.
You like
good
fish.
Music. Fuck you. Good music is good music. You know, if it's something that the people are going to listen to over and over, like, it's like, okay, just it hits
does
your
it
ear
have
just
legs?
Right. Yeah, it has, exactly.
It has legs.
It's going to carry. Like, Beatles, dude, that music's 40 fucking years old, and it still remains relevant. Like, anybody, it doesn't matter how old you are. You hear a Beatles song, boom, you know, you're like, that's a fucking Beatles.
Yep, I agree.
You know, it
aggravates me because the day is going to come when a Beatles song is going to come on, and you're going to hear some 14-year-old girls like, why are these guys singing Glee wrong? That's not how Glee does it.
Then they'll understand, because you got to remember, you're as cool as you think you are with your music, you know, like musical stylings that are just, you feel like are specific to you. It's like, no, there's a ton of other people that listen to the same thing that you're listening to. It doesn't make any special or anything else. You're not making up this sort of special bond to the music. It's like,
but good music makes you feel that way, though.
That's true.
It depends on what you're trying to get out of your music.
That's what I was trying to say with the Metallica
music
thing.
Does
I like music that much.
Yeah, music does help you kind of get through the rough times, because, like,
absolutely.
As faggy as it's going to sound, Coldplay. To this day,
fuck,
do not listen. I listened to, after this one chick, dude, I broke up with her. I listened to Coldplay over and over. It's like,
what's the album with clocks?
That's
Rush of Blood to the Head.
Yes.
That's a great record.
And it's just like almost every song to it was you feel it. And it's like, but it's like now it's like, I don't even listen to this song. I cannot listen to that music anymore because it's just like.
Really?
I can't. I like,
yeah, well, no, good music will take you back. It's a time machine.
Exactly.
It really can, yeah.
It triggers memories. Boom, boom,
back
boom.
When you were straight, Oscar.
Yes. Yeah, even so, even when I bought like my first CD, for instance, I know what CD I bought and it puts you in that time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I remember going to the record store.
Yep, I remember as
getting
well.
A long box.
When yes!
I started getting a CDs.
My first one was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really, which one? Blood Sugar.
Yes.
Blood Sugar Segment.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
In the long box.
Mine was.
This is the one I got. Faith No More. I kind of got him into. It was called. This guy is actually. It's really good. Tommy and Paula.
I've seen this.
But the interesting thing is, it's always guitar driven music that still is the like. The Mute Math stuff.
Yeah, that's have you heard of the Mute Math?
No.
Okay.
You might have heard it. It's just that you didn't know, though.
Yeah.
Probably. I just really think it depends on what you're trying to get out of your music. Like, I remember when I was, like, writing back in the day, and I was listening to, like, Eminem, and that kind of set the tone for...
It's so interesting that Eminem was what it was and how popular it was, but considering that the content of it wasn't exactly friendly.
Exactly.
And it was it was the number one record and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, you know, there's sometimes it does break through.
Yeah. Like
sometimes something decent does break through.
Because I remember when I was writing in the Marshall Mathers LP, that's the one that kind of set me in the tone to where what I was trying to get the inspiration from and merely push my imagination forward as far as what I wanted to go with. So, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to get out of your music.
Yeah.
He actually raps.
He rips and he rhymes.
He spits hot fire.
Can you flow?
No, I can't flow off the top of my head. No.
Oh, you can't?
I just got to be under...
He has good timing.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know, like...
So you write down your lyrics and flow with your lyrics.
Oh,
Mary had a little lamb.
Don't put me on the spot, man!
Not no Stevie Ray Vaughan now.
That's Mute Math.
I feel like I just pissed out the entire contents of this 40.
I have seen this, dude. I know this as well.
Yeah. We got a bunch more music files. That's more stuff that I give you.
Okay.
Was this?
No, music files.
What's
I mean,
that?
Just
Mute Math.
Mute Math, Tommy and Paula. It's Interspeak.
That is
good. See, it's good shit. You know, it like I said, it kind of... But Interspeak is one of his songs. It sounds very like Beatles. It has a old retro kind of late rock, like 70s-ish rock.
It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Well, it's not rock and roll. It's guitar driven music. Rock and roll has been
The Strokes,
rock and roll.
The Strokes and the Hives are the only two rock bands that I can.
I like White Stripes, dude. Still
the
White Stripes. Okay, anything Jack White does, because White Stripes is over. And if you haven't
heard, Racketeers were
Racketeers is
amazing.
But I just like anything Jack White does. That guy's a phenomenal musician.
I wasn't too big on the Dead Weather.
I just listen to like when it comes to like if I like someone that much music wise, I can just like let's say the lyrics suck, I can just listen to just the music, and I can forgive the lyrics just simply because the guy's badass at guitar,
like Katy Perry.
Well, I was going to say Slash. Like, Velvet Revolver sucked, but it was Slash playing guitar. And
see, I was never big on... I was never a huge... I followed Guns N' Roses because that was the music at the time, but I was never huge. Like, they're coming to town. It's, well, even that's not Slash, though. But I would never... To me, it's like...
Rudolph?
Go ahead, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, I gave you that look like, I will kill you. I will. But, yeah, I just... Guns N' Roses was always on the back burner because it was like that didn't have the integrity of like Slayer has. Whereas Slayer is like, okay, they go out and they're full tilt constantly and they're redlining it completely.
Well, see, I didn't get into Slayer until fucking the middle of my high school. I was jamming Guns N' Roses when I was like in elementary.
See, because that's the type of music it is. It's more, I hate to say it's lighter, it's friendlier, it's more radio friendly. They still play well.
As I got older, I wanted harder and
gruesome. Played at every stadium around the country.
Oh, man, every time. But even like the Black Album gets that way. I mean, Enter Sandman is...
You know, if I was a dictator, I would totally have that song playing right as I'm coming out to kill like the prisoner or whatever in front of everybody.
Enter Sandman?
No, the...
Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah, the...
Oh, Katy Perry?
Be gay.
California
Genie in a bottle.
Shit. I woke up with Lady Mama.
You want to talk about one Steve, one cup?
Oh, yeah.
There's a, if you're looking at the podcast,
there was a very huge gap.
A couple of things went on, and one of the things.
Yeah, we thought we were going to get back onto this track, and we're like,
we have Oscar.
Yeah,
now.
We're like, we caught a rhythm and stuff like that. Yeah. We kind of footing, so we're like, all right. And then
it's like a once a week kind of thing?
Yeah, it was, because we would do it every Saturday. Exactly. We'd just come around, bullshit, do the same thing like this. You know, it's just basically conversation and
getting the minor drunk.
Pretty much, exactly.
We never talked about the Dead Girl, as a matter of fact. At the end of that, we brought it up, but we never talked about it. We talked about Mike's Dead Girl, but we didn't talk about your Dead Girl. That wasn't in the podcast at all. We brought it up, we hinted to it, and we're going to end with it, but we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
No, we didn't talk.
That was a long one, too.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours.
Well, we'll fill that in later.
Yeah, and then forget about it.
You have to remember that.
Yeah, I have to.
Let me write that down. I got it.
Okay.
Steven's Dead Girl.
Well, basically, we found our rhythm. So we're gonna come back, and I came back in that following week. I ended up, you know, come Monday, you know, Tuesday, went back to work, wasn't feeling too good. Come that Wednesday, woke up, you know, and I got up and walked my dog, and I was like, oh wow, ooh. All right, man, shut up.
Oh, now it's a podcast.
So at this time, I was walking my dog.
Oscar pulled his sweatshirt off and his undershirt started to pull up, and we all reacted.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Pretty
hot. It was. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so I was feeling like shit all of a sudden. So I was like,
unlike when Oscar took his shirt off, we all got excited. We're like, yeah,
yeah.
That's how sad we all are as males right now. Yeah. Skin.
Anne Hathaway's not on the TV anymore.
Oh man, I forgot about those titties. Anyway,
you turned it. You can't rewind it.
Well, no, I can't. I put it on. It's Always Sunny. Yeah. Anyway, so got up, almost passed out, walking my dog, and I was like, I gotta get home as soon as possible because if I don't, I'm gonna die. You know. So I was like trying to get to the house. I was like leaning, like, oh my god, trying to keep my balance.
Really?
And yeah, dude, I was not feeling good at all. And I was like, I told Lisa, I was like, I don't really feel like I can go to work right now. And she goes, well, are you sure? It's like, yeah, I don't think I can. I was like, fuck. I was like, we can't miss right now because we just got to the point where we're like fucking getting out of our fucking hole, you know? Like,
yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden, boom, this fucking sidelines me. And then, you know, I was like, I didn't feel good. I did not. Anytime I stood up, dude, my head was pounding, dude. It was like just a nonstop migraine.
And this was all Monday?
This was like kind of developed over Tuesday after I went to work. Wednesday the following day, I called in. Yeah, this is the reason I lined my ass.
So we did when Bud put the glass in his food. It was like the end of August.
When you're fart so bad, you have to get a blood transfusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is the
way you got up to
it. Spoiler alert.
So, you know, I was like, didn't feel good and like couldn't get up. So I was like, okay. It's like, you know, you don't feel good when you can't even bring yourself to masturbate. That's how you don't feel good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you just like
shirt up again, Oscar, real quick,
please.
I need something for later.
So anyway, yeah, you feel like shit, dude. And I was like, my head was pounding. I mean, just could not sleep or whatever. And if I stood up, dude, I'm instant like dizziness. Like I was gonna fall.
So this was Monday and Tuesday?
What drugs were you on?
Tuesday. No, the same thing. It wasn't on any.
Because we did the podcast on Saturday. And yeah, Sunday.
So it was this week after. This is after the podcast, that time. Right. So anyway, it just kind of went downhill. It's like, so the second day, it still felt like shit. So okay, I don't feel good. At least it's like, finally, she's like, go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and they, like, you know, I told him, like, hey, basically, also, there's a little problem that I'm a little concerned with. My shit is black, you know, and here's like,
It's like, yeah, it is a black shirt.
Hey! Boo. Anyway, so anyway, he unceremoniously proceeds to lose his finger. Just like hello! And like, you know, he didn't give me no warning, nothing.
Just so
like,
he just unbuttoned your pants and he started...
Well, no, because he took blood and everything like that.
Did he buy you a drink like, first?
No, he didn't buy me dinner. I asked him, I was like, he didn't even buy me dinner first. But anyway, he's like, he's like, yeah, there's blood there. And I was like, because I told him, I was like, I was... black poo, it's probably not good for you. Because now it's blood in your ear, in your stool.
In your urine.
Fuck.
Yeah, so, like, gosh. Urine black. So I had this shitty, funny anymore. I had shitty.
I think it is.
Bloody shit.
It's hilarious.
I had bloody shit. And it just smelled horrible, dude. More so than usual. Just like, oh, you're like, yeah. Did it smell
like how, dude, that how shit did was like taste?
Tar, dude. I mean, anyway.
Dude, have you, asparagus, dude. Pee and yeah. Asparagus. That's a horrible cup. Dude, I hate regularly. That smell.
Oh, anyway.
Go ahead, dude. Sorry to interrupt. You were the doctor. He put his finger in your butt, and he felt blood there.
Anyway, so he told me at the time, he's like, yeah, your blood count is really low. Oh, you know, he says, your blood count is at, like, 9. He goes, it should ordinarily be around
600.
16. he's like, it, you know, he goes, you don't. It's not well. He goes, if it's and he gets any lower or anything like that, he goes, I may have to admit you so you can get a blood transfusion. I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, I'm okay. I was like, he goes, just kind of go home because he didn't want to give me anything because he didn't know what it was as far as what medicine would give me to make me bleed more. So he was like, if it stops, let me know. If not, you know, just you may want to come back in. So
might.
I would, yeah. No,
I'll consider it.
Because, you know, I want to see it run its course, you know, if not, because...
Did he give you any medication or shots then?
No, he wouldn't give me anything because he said it may have interrupted, you know, continue the bleeding or just make me still, you know, bleed because I was bleeding internally. That's why I was fucking all weird and fainting out and whatnot.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, went back home, kind of like same thing. I was like, maybe did a little bit better. And this time it was already, Thursday, so it was Friday. And yeah, I was like, I wouldn't feel any better. So I told Lisa... And, like, I'm going back to the doctor. Went back to the doctor, and, you know, he was a... No, it was that Friday. I had to bring back the stool sample. I had to bring a stool sample, dude.
What did you put it in? Thursday. Like a coffee cup? Or?
No, okay. Okay, what happened was, you know, like that I said, when I went to the doctor to get the blood, where he told me my blood count was really low, he was like, I need a stool sample. So I was like,
oh so you were in the hospital already.
No.
Oh, you did have to go home.
This is the first time I went to the doctor.
Oh, he told you the stool sample.
Yeah,
you
need a stool sample. So it was that Thursday, so you need to drop it off that Friday. So it was Friday.
I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, so I was like, oh, it's like, and I couldn't shit for anything. I was like, oh my God. So I had to shit in this butter, margarine little container kind of thing that they gave me. It's like,
I can't believe it's not poop.
Exactly. So I was sitting here, you know, like, straining, like, the shit in this white cup, and it was like, oh, it's like, and I was like, that was like, that is like, I'd be the soft serve from hell, you know? And so it's like, all right, I'm just like looking at it, trying not to just block out every sense. It's like, okay, so open this other one. It has this fluid in there to preserve the specimen.
Trying like hell not to taste it.
So you have this spoon that's in the little specimen jar so you can get enough of it. So you got to get like 2 spoonfuls of shit.
2 scoops.
And put it inside of this container and lock it away. You're like, oh. And then you just like, once I did 3 of them, then you had to save the sample and freeze it.
Oh. Like in a sandwich bag, or do you put it?
No, it's the dish. It's everything.
Oscar is loving this, by the way.
So they're like the sample that you didn't put in the containers, you bring it back to us. We need it. I was like, all right, so I had to save the shit, put it in a fucking just quadruple bagged it.
Yes, that's what
dude,
I was talking about.
Dude, I bagged it and bagged it and bagged it until I didn't think it, and like I gotta put this in my freezer. So I put it in my deep freezer and had a deep freeze, and because I had to take it back to him the next day. But I told the doctor, at the same time, I was like, I still not feeling any better. And he's like, okay, well, see how it is over the weekend. Come Monday, I told him, I need to go back. I do not feel right. So he took, he looked at me and he's like, wow, you look really pale, more so than usual. And I was like, you almost look yellowish, So I was like really pale. Like for me to be pale, I had to be pale. And so he my blood count dropped to just about 6. And he goes, I need to put you in the hospital now.
Yeah, I remember you texted me.
I was like, motherfucker. So I was like, can I please just go home and get this stuff? Because he wanted me to go to the hospital now. Yeah. And I was like, I need to go home and do this. So I told Lisa, and Lisa's like, came home, and I had to be at the hospital that night by 9 o'clock to check in, and they took me in, and that was it. And it's just they had to do a bunch of tests, but they had given me blood. They gave me 2 things of blood.
How did that taste?
Yeah, a little coppery.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they gave me fucking every test. They gave me one where the first one was...
I gave Oscar a disdained look, by the way, for the record.
They gave me the endoscope where they had to go down my throat to look all the way,
that's
my throat.
Awful, dude.
And no, they knock you out. They give you enough to be out of it, to be comfortable, but they gave me lidocaine to gargle with so it wouldn't, tear my throat up that bad. Because, they stick that camera down your throat. It's a fucking big-ass scope. So
you were semi-lucent during this?
No, I was knocked the fuck out.
So do you remember this happening? Or
no, I remember they made me gargle with it, and they're like, they lay me down on my side. They're like, okay, we're going to put this in your mouth. And I was like, okay. And I just remember that they were putting it in. She goes, we're going to give you the stuff now. You're going to go to sleep. I mean, you're going to feel a little tired. Like, okay, that was all I remembered. And
that's good.
And then I woke up, and they're like, you're okay there. And then the next one was the fucking colonoscopy. Which was a they knocked me the fuck out for that though.
I
was fucking glad I didn't feel a thing, but that was nothing compared to having to drink. No, they made me do it because they're trying to find the bleeding.
What,
I was
the colonoscopy?
Why would you request that?
No, they made me do
be knocked out.
No. I mean, they give you
knocked out. Yeah.
They give you something. I mean, you're gonna be knocked out because there's no way you could be up for that. Yeah. So they
some people can.
Well. I was out. I guess because
for the record, Joey raised his hand when he
said
when you woke
shit.
Up. Were you? I know this is a stupid question, but I'm kind of curious.
You? It's a stupid question.
When you wake up, are you kind of sore in the butt? Like, do you feel like soreness?
No.
Or there's no soreness?
There's no soreness. Okay, because I guess you just kind of you're still passed out.
He was gentle.
A flower on his pillow.
I know it's a stupid question, but I was kind of curious.
I knew I felt a pair of lips kiss my forehead as well. What do you want?
I think he's got to go to the bathroom. This time.
Let's take a break just for a moment here.
Yeah, we've been going for an hour 17, so we're good.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah. All right.